doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
All right, we're back now, and Friday night, we're back again tonight, and we do have another open forum because there is so much to talk about, and I am enjoying having an opportunity talking with you, our listeners, tonight. Now, next week, we have a pretty busy week, actually, and Monday night, we have scheduled the topic of the attack on the USS Liberty. That's right, the attack on the USS Liberty by Israel, our so-called great and democratic ally. And John Rankowski will be here again. Every year we commemorate the anniversary of the attack on the Liberty ship, the unarmed, defenseless recon ship that was in international waters on June 8th of 1967, when our good ally, Israel, literally strafed the ship for God knows exactly how long, but it was some time, and it was a murderous assault, a deliberate attack on America. It was a, if you will, terrorist attack on America and her institutions and her men who gave their blood. And yet the United States government couldn't care less. Well, it cared more about those who were in control of foreign policy than those who were affected by those who control it. So Monday night, that will be a topic. And Tuesday night, we looks like we're going to be talking about gas and engines and energy again. We haven't done that in a long time. So you stay tuned. Byron Wine will be coming back. And, of course, Bob Chapman, Wednesday night. We also may be doing a special interview again with one of our key sponsors here at RBN. And so there's much coming during the week. But tonight, there's lots to talk about. Don't forget to support RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. And you can do that by clicking on republicbroadcasting.org. RBNLive.com, going right to the donation section if you wish to help us out, keep us going through the summer months, and continue to see the blessings that have come forth from that assistance, that help, that monetary support, as well as your prayers. They mean, to me, they mean more than anything, to be honest with you, because prayers do move mountains, as we're told in the Scripture, and they are very powerful. So continue to support RBN. During the weekday, you can call the network and make your donations that way, 800-724-2719, okay? And when I come back after the break, one of the things I'd like to bring up is this new article on WorldNetDaily.com, Invasion USA, Deceptive La Raza Campaign Targets the Senate. Call plan, let Spanish speakers lobby Washington on immigration. Oh, my. Oh, my indeed, ladies and gentlemen. And doesn't it sound mighty suspicious that we're told that this TB incident from this attorney from Georgia is the story that it has become, when in fact we realize the deception involved in this whole issue? I want to talk a little bit about that as well, and the fact that we are once again being brainwashed by the government-established media. We'll be back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Or just some vain reckless power gaining strength every hour. threat to the American dream. Watch out for martial law. When he's out there watching after you, if he's a tool of the bankster, he's a badge wearing gangster, collector of the revenue. Watch out for martial law. And if he's tailing you, you better not run. Just read the news in the papers covering some of his capers. He's dangerous when he's aiming that gun. That boy is dangerous when he's aiming that gun. Seemed like he was part of the dream when we could count on him. But now he sold his allegiance to those socialist schemers and their every whim. Now I've got nothing against him if he's out defending my country, my Bill of Rights. But if he's out there abusing all those powers he's using, then maybe we should turn off his lights. Watch out for martial law. When he's out there watching after you. Mm-hmm. If he's a tool of the bankster, he's a badge wearing gangster, an agent straight from Interpol. Watch out for martial law.
All right, okay. All right, finally. All right, we got him down now. And yeah, watch out for martial law. Martial law is what is about to be imposed on the United States by the commander-in-chief and his administration of thieves and murderers. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you can see from this article on worldnetdaily.com, the issue of this bill, the amnesty bill, that the powers that be, including George and Dick, And John McCain and Teddy and the rest of them have decided to embrace a so-called comprehensive immigration reform. Well, now we know that the campaign has been set up by a group including La Raza, an organization that advocates for a Mexican takeover of parts of the southwestern United States, which would let Spanish-speaking people lobby the U.S. Senate directly, even coaching them what English words to use. And it deceives congressional offices with a high-tech process that strips away the 800 number people actually call and forwards to Washington the caller's home numbers, leaving the impression the multitude of calls are not part of an organized effort. That's from WorldNet Daily. So many of you are wondering what's going on with the toll-free numbers. What's going on when you try to call Congress? Well, here they have a pretty interesting high-tech methodology in place here. The actual program is run by the Coalition for Comprehensive Immigration Reform, which calls itself a campaign to achieve passage of workable comprehensive immigration reform legislation that, quote, serves our nation, and includes the National Council of La Raza as a supporting member. Now, La Raza was condemned last year by Representative Charles Norwood from Georgia as a radical pro-illegal immigration lobbying organization that supports racist groups calling for the secession of Western United States as an Hispanic-only homeland. Norwood also called La Raza to renounce. He's called on La Raza to renounce its support of the Movimiento Estudiante Chicano de Aztlán, which sees the race as part of an ethnic group that one day will reclaim Aztlán, the mythical birthplace of the Aztecs. And in Chicano folklore, Aztlán includes California, Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, and parts of Colorado and Texas. So the new campaign webpage is trumpet national call-in days for comprehensive immigration reform. Your senators need to hear your voice, they say. urging them to support reform, support family unity, and protecting our workers. It is okay to call more than once per individual. The promotion continues in its English version of this Spanish script. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. There's yet another indication of how to rig the results in Congress. Well, I tell you, needless to say, you know what you need to do. And you know that you need to continue to call on this and on the hate crimes bill as well in the Senate. And concentrate all of your efforts on defeating those two pieces of legislation. Both of them need to go down. And this is something that the administration is angry about more than anything else. And I think that's one of the reasons they've tried to placate the so-called religious right on the hate crimes bill, throwing them a bone, figuring we've got to pass this illegal amnesty bill this year, even if I promise to veto the hate crimes bill and try to neutralize the effect of the right on this issue. So that is something, obviously, that you should think about. Clearly, this campaign and these vested interest groups, using taxpayers' money to lobby the Congress of these United States. All right? That's number one. That's one of the things that I wanted to mention. That's not the only thing, but that's one of the things that tonight I thought we would have to speak about. In addition to that, of course, this business that we have been talking about brought it up, of course. It hasn't really been talked about probably very much on talk radio. And I'm not even sure because I don't listen really to so-called mainstream talk radio. But this excuse for George Bush to engage in tighter control of Americans, not the border, but Americans, with TB, this particular individual who's an attorney from Georgia, flying from country A to country B to country C, having the infection of TB is a very, very interesting thing because this has been given quite a bit of coverage, obviously, in the press itself. And yet, you and I know that it's nothing more than a ruse. And I say that because I think we can pretty safely conclude that what is happening is we have already a number of resurgent cases of tuberculosis of different strains. We also have leprosy reoccurring. We also have Chagas. We have these diseases that we have not even had in America or have been wiped out. And the reason we have them is because of Mr. Clinton and Mr. Bush doing everything they can to allow the border to go totally unprotected, doing everything possible to maintain the status quo of a porous border. So when we hear about one case on an airline coming into the country, we had better think again. That is deception, my friends. That is pure manipulation of the American mindset, making us think that this government is going to protect us and really means business with regard to infectious disease in America, when in fact we already know, thanks to the open border policies of George Bush, that we have these cases of TB here in the United States, okay, that we have not seen in years, many years, in fact. And that is because of illegal aliens coming across the border. Not Americans, but illegals coming across the border from north and south. And that is the story behind the story, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake about it. Clearly here, the media are having a field day conditioning the American public into thinking that we are, through the Homeland Security Department, going to be protected against those who bring back, quote, to America, cases such as tuberculosis. Pure, pure disinformation. We shall be back. Rick Adams, we will take calls. Radio Avenger tonight with an open forum right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, and we are exploring some of the topics that are of interest to me, and you may have some insight into some of these topics as well. In addition to what I've just said on the TB case, there is a case in the Jewish newspaper, The Forward, having to do with this so-called church-state crusader. And you will probably recognize the name, Mr. Weinstein. Now, Mr. Weinstein is the fellow who started all of the trouble for Mr. Klingenschmitt, Chaplain Klingenschmitt, in the U.S. Military over being able to pray publicly outside of the chapel at services in the U.S. Air Force. Well, it just so happens an article in a recent issue of The Forward by Rebecca Spence, mentions that in this latest battle in his war against proselytizing in the ranks of America's military, Air Force veteran and church-state separation activist Mickey Weinstein is taking aim now at the Reserve Officers Training Corps. Weinstein, who sued the Air Force in 2005 for religious coercion, as he described it, is calling attention now to a passage in the junior ROTC's curriculum that questions the legitimacy of the separation between church and state. Researchers at Weinstein's Military Religious Freedom Foundation, a not-for-profit organization that he founded to protect First Amendment rights in the military, discovered the passage in an educational guide distributed by the Defense Department. Now, here's a guy that's busy, huh? Here's a guy that is spending all of his time looking up these frightful words like proselytizing, like Christianity, and other words in his vocabulary that is vexed. So here, he's found this guide, this passage in an educational guide distributed by the Defense Department to the military's high school leadership training program, ROTC. Now, Weinstein, who represents the second generation of his family to graduate from the Air Force Academy, sees the newest revelation as but one example of evangelical Christianity's creeping encroachment. How do you like that word? Like a sort of like a disease, like TB, huh? Creeping encroachment in all branches of the armed services. The 52-year-old attorney from New Mexico has made it his mission, in an almost evangelical sense, to beat back what he sees as a campaign to Christianize the military. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Call out the Gestapo. Call the ADL. Call the Mossad hit squads. My goodness. This is just incredible. In October of 2005, you remember, Weinstein fired his opening salvo when he sued the Air Force, and Colonel Klingenschmidt was, of course, one of his first victims. As you recall, we've had him on the program several times. The foreword says that suit came after his son Curtis, a cadet in the academy, told Weinstein that he had apparently been subject to anti-Semitic harassment and evidence indicating a pattern of proselytizing had emerged. The case was dismissed last year by a federal district court judge on legal technicalities. As you know, we talked about that. But Weinstein, a lifelong Republican, is eager to file a bevy of new lawsuits. Among the possibility, Weinstein said in his court case, is against the junior ROTC program. Here's a guy that's very busy. Ladies and gentlemen, he is spending all of his time virtually as an attorney to try to snuff out evangelical Christianity in the U.S. military. Now, whatever you think of evangelical Christianity, and quite honestly, I have my problems with them as well. His aim is not against just evangelicals or fundamentalists. His aim is against Christ. There's no question here that this man is engaging in an act of bigotry. None whatsoever in my mind. This is the 13th, he said. Now listen to this. This is the 13th stroke of a crazy clock, he said, referring to the ROTC textbook. He added, quote, "It's not just religious predation. This is an example of the metaphysical rape of our youth, the ones being propped up for the military in the junior ROTC." How do you like that? Rape. Christianity is now rape, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Weinstein, we'll be back with more in just 3 minutes. Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, all right. Hey, hey, hey. My friends, it isn't Mr. Sadar. It's not Saddam Hussein's foot soldiers. No, it's not even Osama. Absolutely not. It's not even Barack Obama yet. No, and it's no Arab terrorists. It's no Muslims. It's no third world types of individuals that are trying to expunge every vestige of Christian witnessing and proselytizing from the U.S. military. It is none other than Mr. Mickey Weinstein. Mickey Weinstein. Not Muqtada al-Sadr or any of his henchmen. It isn't even Osama in a cave. But Mr. Weinstein. Who is the enemy? Is he without or is he within? Well, we know where he is, and we know who he is. So he goes on, and quoted in the article in the Forward publication, he said that in recent weeks, a powerhouse Washington law firm, finished formulating a far-reaching litigation strategy for his new foundation. The junior ROTC textbook chapter, entitled You the People, the Citizen Action Group Process, recommends that cadets read
an excerpt from an article that makes the argument that Thomas Jefferson's 1802 letter to the Danbury Baptists, often cited as the basis for separation between government and religion, they claim, was solely intended to keep the state from meddling in the church, and not the other way around. In summary, the separation phrase so frequently invoked today was rarely mentioned by any of the founders, and even Jefferson's expectation of his phrase is diametrically opposed to the manner in which courts apply it today. The textbook reads, a junior ROTC spokesman did not return a call to the forward seeking any comments. This is the type of discovery that keeps Weinstein, a former Reagan White House lawyer. How about that, you Reagan supporters? A former Reagan White House lawyer who worked on the Iran-Contra defense, plugging away. A one-time boxer, Weinstein has the pugnaciousness, the constitution of a pit bull, and with his compact stocks built and his doubt grimace, he even bears a slight resemblance to one. Oh, I don't doubt that at all. He is a dog. Make no mistake about that. Now, Mickey Weinstein's fiery rhetoric, one of his most often repeated phrases is, quote, my job is to lay down a withering field of fire, take no prisoners, and leave sucking chest wounds. How do you like that? And in-your-face tactics haven't always won him friends in the organized Jewish community. He isn't shy about naming those organizations that he said have lost their fighting spirit. You want to know who they are? Come on. According to Weinstein, Jewish leaders such as the Anti-Defamation League's Abe Foxman and the American Jewish Committee's David Harnes do American Jews no favors by not speaking out more on the issue of evangelicals proselytizing in the military. Neither Foxman nor Mr. Harris, returned calls from the forward seeking comments. But Mark Stern, who frequently handles constitutional church-state issues, such as the General Council of the American Jewish Congress describing Weinstein as a, quote, mixed bag, quote, I thought he was unduly confrontational about the Air Force guidelines. And I think that comes from years of improper activity going on, incorrected, Stern said. But, he added, I don't find it a particularly useful way of dealing with government officials. Still, Stern notes, quote, almost no cause is advanced without somebody who is not, rather pushy and chutzpahish about the cause and prepared to do battle. So it's a mixed bag, according to Mr. Stern. And he also pointed to Weinstein's unflappable military credentials as the reason that veterans and armed forces personnel turned to him for help and not to the major Jewish groups. So here's the guy that started the whole ball rolling, ladies and gentlemen, Mickey Weinstein. You remember we talked about him with Mr. Klingenschmidt on the program over the last 2 years and how he has literally waged war against the Air Force, literally, to restrict speech, that is free religious speech, that is supposed to be constitutionally protected. Since the 1800s, and to try to demonize Christian evangelicalism to the point where it is prohibited, the exact opposite intention of the Constitution, you see? So here we have another terrorist, if you will, okay? Far more dangerous than the so-called Al-Qaeda terrorists, who is attempting to tear up every last vestige, not only of Christianity and Christian witness, but of the Constitution itself. No doubt about it. Ladies and gentlemen, the enemy is from within. Is from within. He is attempting to do what no outside so-called terror group, no Muslim activist, no Arab terrorist could ever accomplish. They wouldn't even seek to do that, would they? But it takes a man like Mr. Mickey Weinstein, a radical, reactionary, racist Jew, to come along and demand that the whole military bow to his knees and bow to your knees in subjugation to his ideological hatred for Christianity. I mean, I can't really put it any other way. To me, it is very clear, although the forward is certainly trying to present him as a feisty and determined and very, shall we say, in-your-face but honest-to-goodness individual with a point of view. In fact, if the shoe were on the other foot and this man were a Christian and he were attempting to do to Jewish activists, or let's say Holocaust promotionists in the service, what is being done to Christians, you know what the reaction would be. I think you can see what the reaction would be. You can just imagine what it would be. All right. 1-800-313-9443 is the number. Who is the enemy? And where is the enemy? Who is dismantling our Constitution? And I'm not saying the Constitution is God's gift to man. Understand me now. What I'm saying is the very framework of the organic law of the land is being ripped apart, being ripped right down the middle by extremists and spiritual terrorists such as Mr. Mickey Weinstein. They do not have the best interests of freedom at heart. Quite honestly, they do not have good intentions either. Their intentions come from their father, who was Satan. I say that quite bluntly. I say that quite uncompromisingly, because only a satanic individual would seek to do what Mickey Weinstein is attempting to do. He's going way beyond any pretense of tolerance, any pretense of ending coercion or proselytizing, quote-unquote, in the U.S. military. What he's demanding is the expungement, the imprisonment, the curtailment of religious liberty, i.e. Christian evangelism. All right, I just had to get that off my chest. And you may comment on that or anything else you wish to comment on. Don't forget, Monday night we have scheduled John Rankowski, radio telephone man on the USS Liberty. He is one of the true survivors, if you will, of the Holocaust, really, that took place on that ship, that American recon ship that was savagely attacked in international waters boldly by our so-called ally in the Middle East. And for the life of me, this should enrage every American, every true American, to the point where heads should roll, and I mean literally as well as figuratively. John McCain's father covered up for it. So have a number of others, including Dick Cheney, George Bush Sr., George Bush Baby Bush Jr., Lyndon Johnson. He was the first to cover it up. And every president since then has been so frightened as to not even mention it. Only a handful of congressmen have dared to bring it up, dared to speak out, as one congressman in his book said. That'll be Monday night. All right, let's take some calls. 800-313-9443. Let me start with Doug in Texas. Hello, is this the Doug?
Yeah, this is the Doug. Rick, I think you... your little tie rant or whatever is diminishing your chances of being elected vice president of the World Jewish Congress.
Now, what makes you think that, Doug?
You might want to tone that down a little bit.
Oh, really? And maybe I should turn it around.
Well, we know that we have an enemy, and it's the Islamo-fascist. Because
Yeah,
they control the media. They control Hollywood.
You say the Islamo-fascist. Now, who are the Islamo-fascists? Who are they? Can you name a few?
Isn't it AIPAC? Doesn't AIPAC stand for American Islamo-Fascist Political Action Committee?
No, I never thought of that, Doug.
Yeah.
Well, you're a pretty shrewd character, you know. You made me think about that now.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you are right. You have brought up a point that needs to be amplified.
And discussed, right.
Yes, by all means. The American Islamicist Political Action Committee.
Islamo-Fascist Political Action Committee.
All right. We could put the F in there. Right.
And they're, but, I listen to all the conservatives, and they're all in solid agreement on that fact. And
well, it must be true, then.
Yeah. They also agree that the Republicans don't have any conservative running for, the presidency. They're very distraught by the fact, and of course, Ron Paul's not really running. he's just somebody that thinks he's running.
Uh-huh.
Of course, he wins in the polls and this, that, and other. But
well, they don't count.
No, that's
as you know.
That's nothing. Here's your plate. Would you rather eat dog feces, cat feces, horse feces? No, we'd rather have that whole grain bran muffin over there. That's fringe. That's not
good for you. Not good for you.
We all know he's a lunatic because nobody's ever heard of him. And
absolutely, absolutely, you are right.
Yeah, but he is.
Now the question is, I have for you, sir, is
yeah.
What are we, the American public, going to do about this Islamo-fascist threat in our government, in our nation, our society?
Well.
Should I call the ACLU? Surely they would be concerned.
Yeah, and the ADL and
Southern Poverty Law Center. Yes.
You know, to get rid of this terrible threat.
Uh-huh.
I think they make up 6% of the population in the United States, the
Islamo-fascists, mm-hmm.
and they have one representative somewhere or something like that.
Uh-huh, yes, yes.
And the little Judeo, the God's chosen people
uh-huh.
make up 0.25% of the military, but they make up like 1.5% of the population, but they make up 1,000% that of the Congress and Senate, and
mm-hmm.
they are overrepresented in thousands of percent judgeships, but I don't think that's really a problem though, because they have our best interest at heart.
You can read
the Talmud and find that out.
I guess you must be right.
Oh yeah. I do listen to.
I am learning. I'm learning more all the time.
I listen to Rush Limbaugh every chance I get.
Oh, my.
Sean Hannity. I consider myself a very well-informed individual.
Oh, you have to be. You have to be. I'm glad you're informing us. Thank you for that information, Doug.
Right.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. Well, I get the message. I get the point. I should just keep my mouth shut. And we should let these enemies within continue to eat away at the foundation of the republic like termites and cockroaches. It's not so much what they get into and fall into and mess up as what they pick up and carry away. I guess that's what I have to do. Yes. On this Revolutionary Coalition site, and by the way, Rick Stanley began this. And Rick Stanley, as you know, has been under constant attack in Denver and in Colorado for his standing up to the state there, to the government, and he has had bail revocation hearings recently, another one coming up any day now, and he's postponed a visit to the program because he wants to see what the outcome of that bail revocation hearing will be. I mean, he's only got one judge that in the whole area, the whole state, who is fairly objective, and he's actually, according to Rick, a pretty decent guy. But he's being paid at taxpayers' expense to come in and hear this case as to why bail should be revoked for Rick Stanley, an enemy of the state, and he should be put back in jail because he defied an unconstitutional judicial system that is trying to destroy our God-given freedoms. So, Rick Stanley will be back to talk about that in the near future. We'll be back with more. 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, stay tuned for more Uncensored. Radio Free America on the Friday night program.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We're back on the program on this Friday night edition. We certainly have a lot of calls, so let's see if we can go right back to the phones now. John in California is next. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, sir.
Well, you know, I'd rather fall in the mud than fall in the towel mud. And
it's pretty tough to get up from that mud.
Yeah, Indeed. And, you know, the it kind of feels strange, in a sense, the, you know, the realization of, you know, the situation we're in, if one can even grasp the concept of living in a colony of Israel. Which it seems
well,
to...
Well, now you know what it's like to live as a Palestinian in occupied territory, huh?
Yeah, we just haven't got to the orchard destroying and homes being bulldozed and...
Not yet. Well, they do it in different ways.
I mean, they've got the camps ready, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's definitely on there. But I've just... I mean, it's really the Holy Spirit that... that battles against the temptation of the flesh to select certain individuals for removal, you know. But there we go. We do have. We're on God's side, and
that's all that matters, you know.
Yeah, and I just thought I'd you know, call up in there. And say hello. I appreciated Doug's, you know, take on it, because the Islamofascists are much worse.
Oh, absolutely. You know,
ever since they took control with, you know, the trade tower destruction and all that.
You can see it. You can definitely see the conspiracy here. They hate our Christian way of life.
Yes, the...
But the ADL loves it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're definitely in our corner, like a cornered wolverine. I came in late on the program, and you were mentioning another one of the sons of Cain. I just heard his last name, Weinstein.
Yes.
And what's this chap's name, and what's his
plan? Well, Mickey Weinstein's the one that began the crusade against allowing for public prayer in the name of Jesus in the military, in the Air Force, with Mr. Klingenschmidt, Chaplain Klingenschmidt.
Okay.
He's the guy that got the ball rolling.
Oh, he's the star player of the the Zionist quarterback team.
Yeah, I guess so, unless his real name is Zarqawi.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe even be Osama.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
you can't trust those Islamicists.
No, I mean, like, you know, like Larry Silver Lamabad, you know.
Right. There you go.
The
You're
World
learning.
Trade Center. Yeah. Just an interesting note as well. I saw this film the other night, and it was, it was on the protocols of the Elders of Zion. But of course, it was taken through the Zionist lens. I mean, they own most of the lenses too.
They do.
Yeah, this chap named Levin was doing this documentary.
Yes.
Now, there was a couple of points in the film where he really slipped up, and one of them was he'd got Norman Lear to put him in touch with. Couple of Hollywood film producers.
Yes.
And none of them... Oh, I hear the tune.
You want to hang on a moment?
I'll hang
on. We'll be back in 1 minute, all right? John from California, our guest. Those of you on the line, you'll get your chance too. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, will return with more discussion on the issues. Be right back.